We're outside in a reasonably sunlit evening. You can see blue sky. There's a few ice cream clouds above us. It looks almost perfect running conditions. Sharon, this is pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, this is as good as it gets at the moment. We've had quite a few weeks of torrential rain, but actually now, you know, summer's starting to come, so we are all out there running again now.
Yes, I know you're off to do some... Well, I was going to say tonight, but I think that's been ruled out, hasn't it? But you know, you do run on evenings, don't you? So the lights are getting lighter, so that'll be much better to run in.
Yes, I mean, certainly club nights now, we have had to obviously go out in our high visibility wear and things, but with lighter evenings out, it should be getting easier and safer for us.
Yes, because safety is, as we've said many times on this programme, safety is a very important thing, isn't it?
Yep, definitely.
Right, now let's talk about a couple of events coming up then. First of all, Park Run. Now, they take place on a Saturday morning, not just with your club, but right around the country.
Yes, Park Runs are run nationwide now. The local one for Plymouth is Plym Valley Park Run, of which I'm one of the four event directors. All you need to do for those, it's a free timed 5K run. It happens every Saturday at 9 o'clock through wherever you are in the country. If you just go onto the website, find your local park run, register, print off your own unique barcode, and then just take this barcode with you on the day, turn up, do the run, and it gets recorded and your barcode gets scanned at the end of the run.
If you haven't got access to the internet, because not everybody does, what should you do then?
If somebody obviously can't register for you, but you still just want to take part in the run and you're not worried about it being recorded, you can just, by all means, just turn up and still do the run on the day, because in the results then it'll just say that you're a non-recorded runner, that's all. But you can still run and you'll still be welcomed.
Now, what if I'm somebody who's sitting at home thinking, do you know what, I can't do this. I can't, you know, there's no way I can run 5K, which is 3 miles. What would you say to them?
The park runs have actually put on for that main reason, to actually encourage people to just get off the sofa and try it. Not everybody runs it. People sometimes just walk it. We encourage children. We encourage you to walk with your dog. So everybody is welcome there. So even for the first couple of times, you just want to do a fast-ish walk around it and try and break into a jog very, very occasionally. That's a good start to get you off the sofa.
What's the fastest time, would you say? Can you remember?
I think the course record for us in Plymouth is 16:09, I think, by a local runner.
That's
it's not the easiest route, Plymouth, because it is off-road, the one at Plymbridge.
Right. So
you do a bit on the field, and then you actually do along the top cycle track as well. So it's a challenging course, that one.
That's just over 5 minutes a mile. That's not bad, is it?
That's moving.
But it doesn't matter. You don't have to do that. You can do it in, can you do it in 10 minute miles?
Oh, like, goodness. I think the slowest we've got is 1 hour. Yeah, probably about an hour something, an hour 10.
Fair enough.
I think it's the slowest time we've actually got recorded.
Well, that's 20 odd minutes. So that's pretty good.
So you can literally amble around.
Lovely. Okay, well, that's great. So get on the internet and put Park Run into a search engine.
Park Run, one word, into a search engine. And then when you're looking for your local one, just put in your details. It'll probably ask you your postcode. The local one will come up for you. And then you just register, print your barcode off.
You could always go to your local library, of course, and ask them to find it for you.
Yeah, so they should find it for you there, no problem as well.
Excellent.
It is nationwide.
You've got a big event coming up in May, towards the end of May. Here we are at end of March, so plenty of time to get prepared for this. Tell us about that.
This race, yes, is put on to raise funds for a local charity. This year's charity is Milford School in Plymouth. The school is for young adults and children with complex medical needs, and the funds raised from the race will hopefully go towards new playground equipment for them.
Fantastic. Do you have to be sponsored to run?
You don't have to be sponsored to run. You obviously enter yourself and pay the entry fee, but what we do want is to provide all the runners with T-shirts at the end of the run, and obviously medals for the faster finishers or their age categories or the group team prizes. So obviously for this, we are looking for sponsorship from local companies and local businesses.
Right. So if you can pay your entry fee and all the money from left over from that...
That's it. It's going to be all the profits that we have anyway are going to be going over, but if we could be sponsored as well, we'll have more to give, obviously, the charity at the end of the day.
So if you are involved in a local company who thinks that's a good idea, or get in touch with
Plymouth. Their name will be put on the back of the T-shirt as well, so it'll be advertising for the company. Obviously, they can turn up on the day as well.
But now, this isn't winning the Olympics, but there is nothing better than when you've done a run, somebody gives you a T-shirt or a medal. It's a real feeling of achievement, isn't
it? Oh, certainly. I've got quite a few medals at home and actually quite a few T-shirts, and each one, each time I get one, I think, oh, great, another one. It's not, oh, another one.
And again, 5.5 miles, okay, that seems a long way if you haven't run before, but you've got plenty of time actually to warm up and get in touch.
You've got 8 weeks to start training for it. Like I said, you can start getting off the sofa now, go down to your local park run for the first couple of weeks, just start walking it, see how you get on, break into a little jog. You know, we welcome new club members all the time at Running Club on a Thursday night at King's Hamilton Community Centre, which is our actually club headquarters as well. So look us up on the internet as well. Come and join us at the club.
There is the old run one lamppost, walk one lamppost if you're just starting out. Yep. And that's a good way of doing it, isn't
it? That certainly is a good way of doing it at Running Club. We've got all abilities running, so different mile groups go out every night. We've got about 8-9 different groups go out, from the experienced faster runners to the complete beginner as it is. And again, when I'm taking them out, because I am a coach myself, I will sometimes take them one lamppost walk and make them then, even though they want to jog the next lamppost, I'll say, no, you're going to walk this one, run.
I've often followed a lot of your runners with the blue shirts on and thought, oh gosh, I wish I could be that fast. But there are quite a few. You get good representation, don't you, in local races?
Yes, certainly. I mean, a high percentage of our actual runners are active runners as well. We had a race in Plymouth last weekend and actually had 47 Musketeers turn out. So it was a sea of blue running that day.
Yeah, lovely. That's really good. Age groups, of course, are important. I'm going to be a gentleman. I won't actually ask you your exact age, but 30s to 40s. But that, you know, no age kind of rules you out from doing this, does it?
Not from running whatsoever. The park runs, has been put on to welcome all ages. I've been down there and I've actually taken my six-year-old niece around. And, you know, she's run, walked it, and we've done it a few times now. And, you know, we've got people that have actually done park run in their 70s. We've got club members in their 70s. As well, so age is no barrier at all.
I once did a race last year with Bruce Tuller, who used to an Olympian for Great Britain. He's in his 70s, and boy, he can still move. So,
it's not for me yet.
Yeah, but it's fantastic, really. And it is. There are no barriers, are there? I mean, you could be in a race with an Olympian, and yet it doesn't matter, does it?
No, not at all. Like I said, our club, we've got the experienced runners, but actually, the whole thing about our running club, especially, is that all the age groups, all the different abilities of runners, we all mix together completely. It's not all that's the speedy group, that's the slowy group. We try and make it, you know, as all-encompassing as we can for everybody.
It's not as competitive as maybe we think it is, but as soon as you start doing this, you get a little bit competitive, not necessarily with anyone else, but with yourself.
With yourself. A lot of people are actually striving for their own personal best times, you know. There's a time that I'm still trying to beat on a 10K, and I keep looking at it thinking, I must get that time, but I'm not looking at anybody else's times, but my own.
I only compare with the 10Ks that are the same, because they're all different, aren't they?
That's it, they're all different.
Yeah, marvellous. So Plymouth Musketeers, that's the website to go to.
Yeah, plymouthmusketeers.org.uk, and you can find out more information about the race there, or obviously the parkrun website. To go onto there, find the Plymouth Valley Parkrun one.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.